Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 61, Scene 1, The 1 billion Family Members of Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna certainly has no business being anyone's husband or son or father, because everything belongs to Krishna and everyone is under Krishna's control. Krishna does not require anyone's help for his satisfaction, for Krishna is Atma Rama, self-satisfied. Krishna can derive all pleasure by himself without anyone else's help. So when Lord Krishna descends to play the part of a human being, he plays a role either as husband, son, friend, or enemy in full perfection. As such, when Krishna was playing the part as a perfect husband of the 16,000 queens, and especially of Rukminiji, Krishna enjoyed conjugal love in complete perfection. According to Vedic culture, although polygamy is allowed, none of the wives should be ill-treated. In other words, one may take many wives only if he is able to satisfy all of them equally as an ideal householder. Otherwise, it is not allowed. Lord Krishna is the world teacher. Therefore, even though he had no need for a wife, Krishna expanded himself into as many forms as he had wives, and Krishna lived with them as an ideal householder, observing the regulative principles, rules, and commitments in accordance with Vedic injunctions and the social laws and customs of society. For each of Krishna's 16,108 wives, Krishna simultaneously maintained different palaces, different establishments, and different atmospheres. Thus, Lord Krishna, although one, exhibited himself as 16,108 ideal householders. So, Krishna had 16,108 wives, and in each of them, Krishna begot 10 sons, all of them equal to their father in the opulences of strength, beauty, wisdom, fame, wealth, and renunciation. As it is said, like father, like son. All the 16,108 wives of Krishna were princesses, and when each saw that Krishna was always present in her respective palace and did not leave home, they considered Krishna to be a henpecked husband who was very much attached to them. Every one of them thought that Krishna was her very obedient husband. But actually, Krishna had no attraction for any of them. Although each thought that she was the only wife of Krishna and was very, very dear to him, since Krishna is Atma Rama, or self-sufficient, Krishna was neither dear nor inimical to any one of them. Krishna was equal to all the wives and treated them as a perfect husband just to please them. For Krishna, there was no need for even a single wife. In fact, since they were women, the wives could not understand the exalted position of Krishna nor the truths about him. All the princesses who were wives of Krishna were exquisitely beautiful, and each one of them was attracted by Krishna's eyes, which were just like lotus petals, and they were attracted by Krishna's beautiful face, long arms, broad ears, pleasing smile, humorous talk, and sweet words. Influenced by these features of Krishna, they all used to dress themselves very attractively, desiring to attract Krishna by their feminine bodily appeal. They used to exhibit their feminine characteristics by smiling and moving their eyebrows, thus throwing sharp arrows of conjugal love just to awaken Krishna's lusty desires for them. But still, they could not arouse the mind of Krishna or his sex appetite. This means that Krishna never had any sexual relations with any of his many wives, save and except to beget children. The queens of Dwaraka were so fortunate that they got Lord Sri Krishna as their husband and personal companion. Although Krishna is not approachable even by exalted demigods like Lord Brahma. And so, they remained together as husband and wife, and Krishna, as an ideal husband, treated them in such a way that at every moment there was an increase of transcendental bliss in their smiling exchanges, talking, and mixing together. Each and every wife had hundreds and thousands of maidservants, and yet, when Krishna entered the palaces of his thousands of wives, each one of them used to receive Krishna personally by seating him in a nice chair, worshipping him with all requisite paraphernalia, personally washing his lotus feet, offering Krishna betel nuts, massaging Krishna's legs to relieve them from fatigue, and fanning him to make him comfortable. They also offered all kinds of scented sandalwood pulp, oils, and aromatics, putting flower garlands on Krishna's neck, dressing his hair, and getting him to lie down on the bed. They also assisted him in taking his bath. Thus, in every respect, they always served Krishna, especially when he was eating. In this way, the queens were always engaged in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. Of the 16,108 queens of Krishna, each of whom had 10 sons, there is the following list of the sons of the first 8 queens. By Rukmini, Krishna had 10 sons named Prajumna, Charudeshna, Sudeshna, Charudeha, Sucharu, Charugupta, Bhadracharu, Charuchandra, Vicharu, and Charu. None of them were inferior in their qualities to their divine father, Lord Krishna. And similarly, Satyabhama had 10 sons, and their names are as follows: Bhanu, Subhanu, Svarbhanu, Prabhanu, Bhanuman, Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu, Atibhanu, Sri Bhanu, and Prati Bhanu. The next queen, Jambavati, had 10 sons, headed by Samba, and their names are as follows: Sumitra, Purujit, Shatajit, Sahasrajit, Vijay, Chitraketu, Vasuman, Dravida, and Kratu. Lord Krishna was specifically very affectionate to these sons of Jambavati. And by his wife Satya, the daughter of King Nagnajit, Lord Krishna had 10 sons. They were named Veera, Chandra, Ashvasena, Chitragu, Begavan, Vrsha, Ama, Shanku, Vasu, and Kunti. Amongst all of them, Kunti was very powerful. Krishna had 10 sons by Kalindi: Shruta, Kavi, Vrsha, Veera, Subahu, Bhadra, Shanti, Darsha, Purnamasa, and the youngest, Somaka. For his next wife, Lakshmana, the daughter of the king of Madras province, Krishna begot 10 sons of the names Pragosh, Gatravan, Singha, Bala, Prabala, Urdvaga, Mahashakti, Saha, Oja, and Aparajita. This wife, Lakshmana, is also known as Madra. And similarly, Krishna's next wife, Mitravinda, had 10 sons, known as Vrika, Harsha, Anila, Gridra, Vardhana, Unnada, Mahansa, Pavana, Vani, and Kshuddhi. And finally, of the 8 principal queens, Bhadra had 10 sons, namely Sangramajit, Brihatsena, Shura, Praharana, Arijit, Jaya, Subhadra, Vama, Ayu, and Satyaka. Besides these 8 chief queens, Krishna had 16,100 other wives headed by Rohini, and all of them had 10 sons each. Diptiman, Tamratapta, and others were sons of Lord Krishna. The eldest son of Rukmini, Pradyumna, was married with Mayavati from his very birth, and afterwards he was again married with Rukmavati, the daughter of his maternal uncle Rukmi. From this Rukmavati, Pradyumna had a son named Aniruddha. In this way, Krishna's family, Krishna and his wives, along with their sons and grandsons, and even great-grandsons, all combined together to include very nearly 1 billion family members. Thus ends Chapter 61, Scene 1, the 1 billion members of Krishna's family. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Svadvana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan Kritvaiva Tripting Bhajataksa Daiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Svadvana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan Kritvaiva Trittim Bhajataksa Daiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
The spiritual master is always offering Krishna 4 kinds of delicious food, which is analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, or sucked. And when the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasad, the spiritual master is thus satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes from our Vaishnava Acharyas. Lord Krishna had 16,108 wives, and thus this section indicates that Krishna begot 161,080 sons. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur notes that Lord Krishna would leave the palaces only with the permission of his wives, and thus each one considered herself Krishna's favorite. Previously it was stated that Lord Krishna's queens could not understand the truth of their Lord. This truth is explained now. Krishna is all-powerful, full in himself with infinite opulence. The queens all felt intense conjugal attraction for Lord Krishna. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that Shukadeva Goswami is so eager to describe these glorious pastimes of Krishna with his queens that he has repeated some verses. Vishwanath explains that the term Vararhana, excellent offerings, indicates that the queens offered Krishna palmfuls of flowers, Pushpanjali, and palmfuls of jewels, Ratnanjali. Lord Krishna's eight principal queens are Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, Nagnajiti, Kalindi, Lakshmana, Mitravinda, and Bhadra. Having mentioned all their sons, Shukadeva Goswami referred to the sons of the other 16,100 queens by mentioning the two principal sons of Queen Rohini, the foremost of the remaining 16,100 queens. Finally, Srila Sridhar Swami explains that each of Lord Krishna's queens had one daughter. Rukmini's daughter was the large-eyed Charumati.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.